Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. The New York Times Spelling Bee was a favorite of the man who created the latest sensation in the land of wordplay, Wordle. It's part guessing game and part puzzle. You've probably seen it on Twitter or heard it referenced online. Or maybe you're one of the OG players, as in you've been with it since the beginning, as in just a couple months ago. When it first launched in September, there were 90 players or so. Last weekend, there were reportedly 2.7 million. So exactly what has made the game so popular? To answer that question, we're joined by Daniel Victor, who explores the viral sensation that Wordle's become and the story behind the game and its creator, Josh Wardle. This New York Times piece is called Wordle is a Love Story. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics. How do you play Wordle?
So in Wordle, you have a secret five-letter word that you need to guess. You get six tries to guess it. And the way you do that is you submit a five-letter word, and it'll tell you whether any of your letters are in the secret word and if they are in the correct spot. You just keep trying different letters until you find it, and you got six tries to give it a go.
Now, there have been games like this out and about, you know, even the game shows that have been a little bit like this. Mm-hmm. What is it about Wordle that has made it so popular right now?
I think there are a couple things. Number one, it's very simple. You know, it doesn't require a lot of thought. It doesn't require a lot of your day. You can play it in 3 to 5 minutes and move on with your day. I think the fact that it doesn't, it's not plastered in ads, it's not screaming for your attention, it's not trying to get you to come back all throughout the day. I think people really appreciate the simplicity of it. And I think also the fact that it has a charming love story behind it, I think people really appreciate.
Well, let's get to that. Tell us about the creator. Who is Josh Wardle? W-A-R-D-L-E.
I was so thrilled when I found out that the name was a pun, Wardle Wardle. It's so perfect. So he's a software engineer in Brooklyn. He used to work for Reddit and worked very closely on a couple projects that really went big on the internet. So this is a guy who clearly understands how to gain worthy attention on the internet. But it started with a simple thing with his partner. She loves word games. He loves word games. She would wake up in the morning and play the spelling bee, which you just heard about, and the New York Times crossword. And this is just kind of the way that she loved to start her day. So he decided he wanted to do something nice for her. And he thought about this game that he actually created back in 2013, made a prototype for his friends. They played it a couple times and said, not really into it. And so he kind of dropped it for a while. But with the popularity of Spelling Bee and these other games, he thought he'd give it another shot. So he started playing it with his partner. They loved it. And for a long time, even though there's 2.7 million people playing it now, there was just two people playing it for a couple months, he and his partner, and they loved it. He decided to expand it then to his family. He sent it to their WhatsApp group, and it just kind of took over their group chats, kind of like a lot of group chats are doing right now. After that, he thought, you know, I might be onto something here, and decided to make this very simple webpage. Didn't really think too much of it. Didn't imagine it taking off the way it has, but clearly people love it.
So when he was first, let's go back to the love story part. Not to be too sappy. What kind of experience was Josh hoping to create for his partner?
I think at first it was just a fun shared activity for the two of them. You know, in the way that some people might have inside jokes, these two people have an inside game. It's a nice little touch, I think. And, you know, that I think that kind of speaks to the simple design there. He never intended this for a mass audience. He intended it for his partner.
So when you were starting to talk to him about the game or learning about the game, did you discover anything interesting, any features that you hadn't previously considered when just simply playing it yourself?
I think perhaps the most interesting thing is the lack of features. And he explained to me his thinking behind that. If you are on Twitter lately, you've probably seen a lot of people posting their grids. It will show you, if you hit the share tool, it will send this kind of grid of emojis, green, black, and yellow squares. If you didn't play Wordle, you would have no idea what the heck this thing was. But people who play Wordle see it everywhere and they know exactly what it means. I asked him about that because it doesn't at the bottom of it say, you know, click here to play Wordle. Tell your friends to play Wordle. He said he considered doing something like that, but that it looked, and he used the word trashy. He said it was kind of, it dominated. It was just kind of ugly. And he said it just wasn't worth it. He was more about the kind of mysterious air of it and didn't really need to do these kind of growth hacking techniques that a lot of games do now. So he was pretty happy to keep it bare bones, to not put those kind of features in.
My guest is Daniel Victor of the New York Times. We're talking about his story, Wordle is a Love Story, about the new game Wordle. Hey, we don't want to let Wordle listeners feel left out. We took call from Spelling Bee fans. If you're a Wordle fan, you can give us a call too. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Or you can tweet to us at @AllOfItWNYC. If you've been playing Wordle, tell us why, what is appealing to you about this particular word game. You know, I think it's sort of interesting. You know, when something gets to be popular, often commerce comes calling and it gets co-opted. Has there been anything like that for Josh?
Well, for Josh, not yet. And he said that he very specifically did not want to do that. I will say that, you know, he running a site, especially one with 2.7 million people playing it, it does have cost to it. Mm-hmm. So at some point, you know, that adds up. I do worry for him in that sense. But he did say it was important to him. He was not looking to get rich off of this. What you will see, though, is that a lot of people have stepped into the void. And if you search for Wordle in the Apple App Store right now, you'll see a lot of competitors or copycats, you might say. There were a couple apps that already used that word Wordle beforehand, but there are some who have openly admitted that they are just taking the name and capturing that search traffic and selling ads and trying to sell the app for $1.99. So at this point, Josh is pretty content to not do that, but there are certainly people who are getting rich off of it.
We got an interesting tweet. Clarence tweeted to us, Wordle's big flaw is that it doesn't indicate when a, quote, correct letter is used more than once in a word. What plans, if any, does Josh have to improve or adapt the game as people start to figure out, well, there might be a wrinkle here or there?
It's hard to say because he is not a full-time Wordle engineer, of course. He does have a day job. I think he feels an obligation to the fans of it. I think he really appreciates that. He did say that he was already feeling the pressure. He does feel the responsibility to give everyone a good experience. So I wouldn't count it out. But we also have to remember that this is not a team of engineers. This is one man working in his off hours on this.
Carrie called in on line one. She's calling in from Greenwich. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for calling All of It.
Oh, thanks for having me. I just wanted to say that Wordle has been such a fun thing for me since I read the Times article. So thank you to the writer of that article for sharing the joy. And it's just such a fun mix of happenstance and luck and some sort of awareness of words that I just really love it. And I start out in the morning by doing Spelling Bee and then Letterbox, which I rather wish Sam Mazursky had spoken about because I prefer it to Spelling Bee. And then I save Wordle for last because it is so great.
How did you discover it, Carrie?
From the article.
From the article. Okay. Carrie, thanks so much for calling in. Let's talk to Glenn calling in from Brooklyn online too. Hi, Glenn. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, thanks so much. Great. I love your show.
Thank you.
And all I just wanted to brag a little bit. 2 days in a row, I got the Wordle in two tries. So that's all. I was just so excited. Wanted to share that.
Okay. How long have you been playing, Glenn?
Only about a week. Whenever the article came out, that's what I saw.
It's so interesting that so many people are picking it up from the article. Glenn, thank you so much for calling in. My guest is Daniel Victor of the New York Times. He wrote a piece called Wordle is a Love Story. We're learning a little bit about the backstory on Wordle. If you want to get in on this conversation, we have a few more minutes. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Calling all Wordle players. Feel free to call in with a humble brag or tell us just why you like the game. So, you know, we just finished talking to your colleague at the New York Times, Sam Mazursky, about the spelling bee. And mm-hmm. obviously people are really into word games right now. What do you think it is about word games, especially the sort of the digital form of the word game, that is so appealing right now?
Well, I think it's kind of what the last two callers conveyed, is that it's pretty fun to brag about it with your success. I've always loved to play Scrabble. I've always loved to play Words with Friends. There's something really satisfying about getting to, this slight little sense of victory that you get in the morning. It kind of starts your day with a win, is a nice way to start it. And you get to feel like your brain contributed to that instead of just a little bit of random luck, like if you were playing Candy Crush or something along those lines.
Let's take one more call really quickly. Allie calling in from Manhattan on line four. Hi, Allie.
Oh, hi. How are you? This is wonderful. I'm a total newbie to Wordle. I just discovered it. I belong to sort of a languagey Facebook group, and someone posted it. So I've only done two so far. And I will humble brag that I got mine in three in yesterday's puzzle. But it's fun for me, and I'm going to become addicted because it's like a mixture. There is some linguistics to it, some language. Mm-hmm. But it's also a lot logic, and as well, it has the visual piece. So it all kind of comes together. There's like a good deal of sort of logic and being able to shift the letters to where they should be and think about what word that could be. And some luck, because the first word that you put in, obviously, you know, you have to think about how that, you know, put in more common letters in the alphabet for that first.
Allie, we lost you. Allie from Manhattan, thank you for calling in. Alexander via Twitter just tried Wordle for the first time because of this segment. I like it. Definitely check out the article, Wordle is a Love Story by Daniel Victor at the New York Times. Hey, Daniel, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thank you so much.
And that is all of it for this hour. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you right back here after the news.